So, to my pundit, brothers and sisters of the progressive persuasion, and I mean, of course, the ones who are of good heart and sincere in their intentions, this may express the meeting point of my concerns. Words matter. And I say this with the endpoint freedom at the forefront of my mind. Words matter because we, the people, want and need words to matter. Are tired of meaningless chatter and empty speech. When language, words, are first creation and our best, because on them depend the meeting of all challenge. The first word of success in our survival, our chief arm, as Kropotkin put it, in our struggle not just for life and health, but for life and health exuberant. The conditions that allow the flowering of all our gifts, without exception, depend on it. On language that cements our bonds because it's honest. Language is the first thing power stole from us when it turned words to betrayal and weighted them with lies. Then language ceased to matter very much, except as entertainment, as mere mind gymnastics or diversion to see who could tell the biggest lies. But for sharing hearts and strengthening ties between us, words became meaningless. For knitting us together, they were lost. So do not say what sounds nice and means nothing. Use abstract concepts full of air. Then blow this effervescence into our faces or up into the skies to pop as nothing, forgotten in due time. Or make them into animatrons relating to each other only, sneering at mere life and laughing at us for not knowing the perverse logic that creates them, telling us we're dull-witted for not grasping it, that we'd be smarter if we cared about dead objects, when instead our eyes drift to the skies and we wonder how long and how to get beyond this reign of death and back to reverence for the earth and for each other. Words matter. So before you bombard us with glib chatter, please pause and look into your hearts and see that content. And if you find nothing, please be silent. And if you look into your heart and learn that you don't care about us, we the people, please don't share your empty thoughts, but rather repair to home base and repair. Conning us requires a heart in hiding, as does a so-called rational mind, which is but mind objectified, mind truncated, with feeling excised. And a mind without feeling is a mind to be used, as Alice Miller told us, for any purpose to which authority, weight, turns it. Think about what wage work does when you're on the job, when we're told to excise feeling so that we may be more useful to authority.